Blackstone Publishing presents The Best Gift by Wendy Markham. This book is read by Justine Eyre. Dedicated with love and gratitude to my dear friend and third grade teacher, Janet Pizzolanti Foster, who told an 8-year-old that she could write. And to the two Lauras, Cifelli and Blake Peterson, thank you for making this happen again. And to my three patient guys, Mark, Morgan, and Brody. The book is done, and today is Mother's Day. I'm ready to go celebrate now. Prologue, New York City, October 2008. This isn't the first time Clara Becker has ridden the rickety old elevator to the fourth floor in the pre-war Bronx apartment building, and she doesn't like to think that it might be the last. But reality can't be ignored. And so she does her best to memorize the exquisite grillwork on the elevator door and the echoing creak as it slides open and the scent of pot roast that greets her in the corridor. Always pot roast. Maybe one of the fourth floor tenants actually cooks the same thing day in and day out. Or maybe it's simply a homey cooking smell that evokes the nostalgia of pot roast and family and cozy rainy days indoors. Today is a rainy day, all right. But she hasn't spent much of it indoors. She ran errands all morning, then met her good friend and former makeup artist, Jesus de Jesus, in Tribeca for lunch. "What's the occasion?" he asked when she suggested an upscale bistro, her treat. "No occasion, I just miss you," she told him. Not the entire truth. Yes, she does miss him. They don't see each other nearly as often now that she's married and no longer a regularly employed actress. But that's not the only reason she wanted to have lunch. She was pretty sure, though, that if she said she had something to tell him, he'd get the wrong idea. Aware that she's been auditioning again lately, he might assume she's landed a plum role in some film, or at least back in the soaps where she spent her early career. That couldn't be farther from what she had to tell him, and when she broke the real news, his reaction was even more dramatic than she'd anticipated.
"No," he wailed. "How could you do this to me?"
She didn't bother to point out that it wasn't really about him. Jesus has a notorious flair for making everything about him. She used to find it an endearing quirk, but it wore thin pretty quickly today. "Can't you just be happy for me?" she interrupted his ongoing lament.
"How can I be happy knowing this is going to be the final nail in the coffin of our friendship?"
Clara was emotionally spent by the time she left the restaurant and hopped on the subway to the Bronx. Hopefully Doris won't take the news as hard. Reaching the door marked 4D, she knocks loudly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?